the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, my name's Tony Palmer and I'm the chairman of Heroes in the Wars for Isle of Man. We're a local registered charity based at Port Sudwick, providing free outdoor wellbeing activities, utilising the power of blue and green therapy for members of the armed forces and the veterans and the emergency service personnel, serving and retired or voluntary services who wear or have worn a uniform that serve or have served our community.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Heroes in the Isle of Man was established when I discovered the amazing work being carried out by Heroes in the Wars in the United States, following many conversations with the guy who started it, Jim Dolan, and seeing the positive impact the blue water therapy was having with military veterans' mental health and well-being. I knew it was something we needed here on the Isle of Man. However, I wanted to open up to the emergency service and all those supporting. Jim agreed we could work independently, and I started in the garage at home. In 2016-17, we were given the opportunity to rent a derelict building at Port Sudwick. All the renovations have been done by the people who use it. Our purpose is simple: to improve physical and mental well-being by bringing people together in the outdoors. Whether that's kayaking, fishing, walking, sailing, sea dipping, carriage driving, or simply just enjoying a cup of tea.
Tell us about your team.
Our volunteers are the heart of everything we do. We have an incredible team of a wide range of backgrounds, including veterans, emergency service workers, members of the local community. They give thousands of hours of their own time each year to make sure our activities take place safely and professionally. Everyone brings different skills, but they all share the same passion for helping others. I've always said we're stronger together, and that's exactly what our volunteers demonstrate every single day.
Who is the charity for?
Our charity supports serving and former members of the armed forces, along with police, fire and rescue, ambulance service, prison service, RNLI, Coast Guard, Civil Defence and other uniformed volunteered organisations. We try to give all our service users something that value most. We try to give them camaraderie, sense of purpose, structure and routine. We also welcome their families because we recognise that well-being affects everyone around the individual. All our activities are completely free of charge.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We're incredibly fortunate to work alongside many fantastic organisations across the Isle of Man and further afield. They include Manx Care, Healthier Heroes in the UK, Veterans in Crisis in Sunderland, Launchpad in Liverpool, Rock to Recovery here on the Isle of Man, the Royal Artillery Association, the Joint Services Social Club, the Royal British Legion and the Manx Military Museum, Sailing for the Disabled, Riding for the Disabled, local businesses and many community groups. Working in partnerships allows us to offer a wide range of opportunities and ensures we're providing the very best support for our service users.
What are your main goals?
Our main goals are to improve physical and mental health and well-being for those who have served and continue to serve our community. We want to reduce stress, loneliness, improve confidence and encourage people to become more active and provide a safe, welcoming place where everybody feels they belong. Ultimately, we want every person who walks through the doors to leave feeling happier, more connected, and knowing they have people around them who genuinely care.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
The last few years have been incredible, and we'd like to continue building on that success. We'd like to introduce even more activities, increase the number of people we support, and strengthen partnerships across the island. We'll continue developing our facilities at Port Sudwick and ensure that anybody who needs our support knows we're here for them. We also want to recruit more volunteers so we can continue growing while maintaining the friendly, supportive atmosphere that makes Heroes in the Water so special.
How is the charity funded?
We're entirely dependent on the generosity of the community. Everything we do is made possible through donations, fundraising, events, grants, some sponsorships, and the incredible support of local businesses and individuals. Every pound raised goes directly to providing free activities, maintaining equipment, and supporting those who need us. As I previously mentioned, everything we do is free of charge, so we do not want financial pressure to be a barrier.
How can people support you?
There are lots of ways people can help. They can volunteer their time, make a donation, become a corporate sponsor, organise a fundraising event, or simply spread the word of what we do. If someone has skills they think they could benefit the charity, we'd love to hear from you. Every bit of support, no matter how big or small, really does make a difference. Currently, we're looking for people who can help us with our IT, social media. We're especially looking for an events coordinator.
Where can people find out more?
The easiest way is to visit our website, aheroesinthewater.im, where you'll find information about our activities, volunteering, and how to get involved. You can also follow us at Heroes in the Water Isle of Man on Facebook, where we regularly share upcoming events, photographs and news from around the charity. Anyone interested is always welcome to get in touch. We'd be delighted to hear from you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.